There is a new program in town geared at motivating Jamaica's young people to strive for excellence and stay away from crime and violence. Project Guidance Opportunities and Lessons for Development Gold will assist 30 at-risk youth, 11 to 18 years old, using sporting tools and techniques drawn from cricket, football, netball, and track and field, to help them to, among other things, set and commit to goals. The program will also provide family life, parenting skills, and entrepreneurship training for at least 15 parents and caregivers of the participants. Project Gold is the brainchild of former national netball team captain Simone Forbes and is currently being piloted in the community of Augustown in St. Andrew. The project sees facilitators utilizing various sporting disciplines, among other interventions, as a means of encouraging youth to work together to tackle Jamaica's social challenges. Several of Jamaica's popular athletes are collaborating on the project, including track and field star Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, cricketer Chris Gayle, and former national football player Ricardo Bibi Gardner.
It's using sporting techniques for athletes to give back and shoulder some responsibility to our youth, providing them with hope, inspiration, and more importantly, positive role models.
Former national netball captain Simone Forbes.
I think it's a great project, and I've seen over the years what sports can do, not only for communities, but for the entire country.
Former national football player Ricardo Bibi Gardner. The Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, is one of Forbes' main partners in rolling out Project Gold. In addition to financial support, the CSJP is also providing expertise in a number of critical areas to the project, including guidance through its community case management and social marketing teams, psychological services, as well as its monitoring and evaluation team. CSJP will also provide support in assessing the impact of the pilot and determine how it can be improved for a full rollout in other communities.
This project in line with our mandate. So we will see where it will contribute positively to the re-socialization of at-risk youth. We also see where it's an opportunity to build community governance. We know that sports is a real tool that breaks certain barriers. It enables persons, it gives opportunities.
CSJP Communications and Social Marketing Coordinator Patrice Nephew. Mrs. Nephew says CSJP is looking to have further collaboration with the athletes to engage youngsters in other CSJP programs, particularly those aimed at honing life skills. Parents in Augustown, St. Andrew are excited about Project Gold. One mother, Aishana Linton, says the program is a significant opportunity for her daughter, who is an aspiring track and field athlete.
I get the call say, my daughter has been chosen for this Project Gold, and I was like, yes, you get the opportunity for go so to Augustown, because all is just a man, I'm going to run, I'm new by running, we're going to get for achieve something better. When we go to meet, it was all about that. It's about a child who go through a whole heap of difficulty. My child. It's about helping her to build up her charisma, helping her to go ahead, to achieve her goal.
Ms. Linton added that she is prepared to make the time to take her daughter to the workshops, which will run for 8 weeks.
Me had the first one jump up. May we find the time. As long as it beneficial, my daughter, me put everything behind. Me I go find the time. I don't matter what time it's going to be and how long it's going to take, I will be there. Maybe not on time some of the time, but me I go make certain that she did it. At least me get 4 or 5 more and for help raise her.
Project Gold will culminate with a community run involving about 300 parents and supporters of the participants. It is also to be expanded to other locations across the country following the pilot's completion. For further information on the project, you may contact the Citizen Security and Justice Program at 754-5524.
Da Talking about transportation, transporting the past, the present and the future generation. With a taxi, private vehicle or bike, your two bicycle wheel them are a hike. Listen up quick, you coulda young or you old, hop on the bus cause we are going the road.
Welcome to The Road, a quick drive into the policies and plans of the transport sector. So who will I see it? Miss Sue come back. One already.
Hey, you. Yes, you sir with the canned beef and you little miss with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me now, please. It tastes good, don't? But guess what? A hit CM1 and go raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
Westmoreland. Roadworks have begun along the first Macfield Roadway, valued at nearly $25 million. Though the project is defined as first Macfield, some work will continue toward Chichester. The 14-kilometer stretch of roadway will be widened and improvements made to its drainage system. Work will be done to create standard 3.65-meter wide lanes, hard shoulders for persons to pull off in the event of an emergency, and sidewalks for pedestrians.
We have some sections of the corridor that are narrow. We have some sections where the turning radius is difficult. In other words, we have too many corners. These are some of the things that we intend to fix. The width of the road should be the same from Ferris all the way out to Macfield.
Communication and Customer Service Manager at the National Works Agency, Stephen Shaw. Mr. Shaw says the project should significantly improve the north-south linkage.
Now, this road carries some 5,000 vehicles per day in the two lanes. So without a doubt, based on our analysis, it needed to be improved. It's one of the major north-south linkages linking Savannah Lamar, Black River, and those places to Montego Bay.
For the project to be completed, embankments will have to be removed, certain areas will have to be filled, and land acquisition will be necessary.
Under the Land Acquisition Act, where we are going to be acquiring property, the government is duty-bound to serve notice. So notice is served on everyone who happens to live or do business or who own, let me use that word, who owns property that is next to the road.
Mr. Shaw says everyone impacted by the acquisition of land for the rehabilitation of the roadway will be compensated. The road reconstruction project is being executed under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP, and is being undertaken by China Harbour Engineering Company Limited, CHEC. And now for a road safety message.
Jamaicans, drivers, passengers, motorcyclists, and pedestrians, slow down. Observe the rules of the road. Be courteous. Drive defensively. Be considerate. Buckle up. Wear a helmet. The careless overtaker is only rushing to the undertaker. Not observing the rules of the road could cost you your life and that of your loved ones. I encourage all road users to take special care as we use public thoroughfares. The life you save may be your own. Remember, your family wants you to arrive alive.
And we've arrived at the end of our program. Thanks for journeying with us. I'm Twyla, and it was my pleasure driving you through a small part of the government's bigger plan to improve Jamaica's transport system. So, until next time, whether you walk, you ride, you fly, sail or load, go on, do your thing, and go on, go do road!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.